Do you listen to Wig Radio? It's the best online radio with all-round gospel content, and it's live 24/7. Gospel of entrepreneurship, Activas Airplane, Happy Hour, Kingdom Mandate, Praise and Passion. Let's talk about it. Morning Drive, Morning Gist, and lots more. On www.wigradio.com. Wig Radio. Our programs are set to take you from where you are to where you ought to be. You can call into our programs on +234 816 444 5960 and interact with us via twitter.com/wigradio or facebook.com/wigradio. Download Wig Radio mobile app for Android, BlackBerry, and Apple devices from different stores online. Wig Radio, reaching the world with good news, transforming lives globally.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Please, let's keep standing. I'd like us to truly on our feet just honor Reverend Dr. Julius Omomola. God bless you and his wonderful wife. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Honestly, New Heritage Baptist Church, your pastor is not just a man of God. He truly is a humble man. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. It's my joy to be here. I will just back off for a minute or two and just allow our worship team, this is part of our team from Zaria, to just minister just a song, and then I'll come up again. God bless you. Please be seated.
Hallelujah. Are we glad to be in the presence of God? Can we put our hands together for Jesus? He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. There's a scripture that I have come to love so much. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And then it says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will make your path straight. As being part of a wonderful ministry, Eternity Network International, we've learned to acknowledge the Lord truly and truly, to express our hearts and worship Him through all circumstances. And we've seen true, great results of truly having our path straight, because we've learned the art of honoring the Lord. And so what we're going to be doing in a few minutes is singing a song that expresses our honor and our love to God. Hallelujah.
Deserve
Glorified from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, and we give you the glory. Father, within the few minutes that we have to share, we pray that you will bless someone this morning. We pray that you will transform someone this morning. And Lord, I pray that there will be a deposit of your grace upon this precious assembly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won the Lord. That could not hold you down. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to be sharing this morning along the theme for the month. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll start from verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Did I get that right? 1 Peter, I meant to say. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's start the 2 Peter. And let me start from verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 2, we're reading down to verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stop here for a moment. Just go back to verse 2. The Bible tells us the first information that we can capture here is that grace can be multiplied. Hallelujah. That grace, like Pastor told us, is in dimensions, and that there is a possibility of the grace of God multiplying in the life of a man. And maybe I would just define grace so that it would just guide our understanding, so that we think together. Most of the body of Christ know grace to just be unmerited access. If I asked you what grace was, probably most of us would say that the grace of God represents unmerited access. And that is a good definition, but that's not all grace is. It is a dimension of grace that talks about access. There are other dimensions of grace, like Pastor was talking about, that must be captured in that experience. Are we together? Grace represents every possibility resident in God and accessible through Christ. That's grace. Every possibility at all that is found in God and can only be accessed by the believer through Christ is called grace. The anointing of God is the grace of God. The favor of God is the grace of God. Restoration is grace. Wisdom is grace. Character is grace. Whatever can only be found in God and accessed to the, or given to the saints through Christ, is called grace. So to limit grace to just favor is not a very accurate communication. The grace of God is not just limited to his favor. Everything. I define grace as every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Every. No matter what it is. If a man on earth exhibits a dimension that is not known and given to mere men, it must have been the grace of God. Whatever the grace of God cannot make available cannot be accessed by the saints. The platform for not only our request but our victory on earth is predicated upon what the grace of God has made available. Are we together now? Very important. So the grace of God is not just his favor. Favor is very important, but it's not the only key to the kingdom. There are other dimensions. So if a man is anointed, we can say the man is anointed. It's true. But generally speaking, the grace of God is upon that man. When a man exhibits wisdom, we can say he's a wise man. But that dimension of wisdom, the Bible declares, is not human wisdom. It's not affordable to mere men. So it must have come from a dimension higher than this place. Grace is a summation, a consummation of all the possibilities in God, only accessed through Christ. You see, this is the difference between that which is gotten in the kingdom and that which is gotten outside the kingdom. The only authorized channel for receiving anything from God is Jesus the Christ. It is possible to route certain other dimensions on earth and access some kinds of wisdom. The Bible says that the wisdom that comes from above is first pure. There are other kinds of wisdom. Science can provide some level of understanding. Witchcraft and demonic activities can also provide some kind of access to spiritual things. But if you must obtain what only comes from God, the door, the gate is Christ. Are we together now? It is possible that a man operates the principles of God and gets results, but that man does not have the grace of God because he obeyed the principles, but he has not encountered the Son. Remember, John taught us in his epistle that this is the record that God has given us so way. It's the life that makes possible for this grace to come. And he says this life is in his Son. So that it is only he that hath the Son that had that life. If you do not have the Son of God, you may have a quality of life that is higher than the natural man's own, but it is not God's life. God's life is only routed through the Christ. You see, the reason why Jesus Christ is the epicenter of our work is not just a religious indoctrination. He is the only door, the authorized channel. Every other person is a window, an illegal access. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. Not a truth, the truth. There are many ways, but I am the way. There is even a way that seemeth right unto a man. But he says, I am the way. Then he says this, no one comes to the Father. So if you claim you got it from the Father without Christ, how did you get there? Because the Bible says, no one ever gets to the Father except by me. Hallelujah. So the Bible says grace and peace. The word peace there is a very interesting word. It's not just the word shalom. Grace and peace is it's not just talking about shalom like a state of quietness. It's talking about a state where you are shielded from the effect of trouble. Grace, that there is an understanding you can sustain that disconnects you from the vicissitudes of life, that they lose their ability to influence your stability. Grace and peace. That is possible to be in a storm and act like it's not there because there is an understanding that has built a fortification around you. And the Bible says these two spiritual qualities, grace and peace, can be multiplied in the life of every believer. But it says through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Next verse, please. Verse 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. How many things, please? So the next thing we are considering is that all things that we have is provided by his divine power. That is the dimension of his grace allocated for giving us all things. His divine power, a subset of his grace, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That God has made available to Heritage Baptist Church. Now, you see, when God says he has granted something, whether or not your life reflects that possibility, God is still God. If God says he has blessed me and I do not reflect that blessing, my testimony is too small to make God a liar. It means I did not understand something about the communication of God or how to make that delivery reach me. Scripture declares, Apostle Peter speaking said that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And may I say this, that they are not the same thing. There are issues that pertain unto life. Your bills pertain unto life. Your children's school fees pertain unto life. The issues that keep you sociologically stable are issues that pertain unto life. And then issues that pertain unto godliness, your spiritual work, your character. God is not only interested in making you spiritual, He wants to spread the reality of His influence to affect every area of your life. Your finances, your health, your wisdom, longevity, your influence within society. These are issues that pertain unto life. And the Bible says He's granted us access to that through the knowledge. Now that's the key. Through the that by these two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. My condition notwithstanding. In other words, I cannot use my condition to disprove God. His integrity has been vetted through generations. And this morning I want to guide us very briefly on how to be able to multiply this dimension of grace in our lives. When God increases you in wisdom, the grace of God is multiplied in your life. When God increases you in influence, the grace of God is multiplied. When God increases your finances and gives you rest round about, He has increased you. It says, "Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me round about." Is God speaking to us this morning? So the Bible says that these realities are routed through knowledge. Knowledge. Please say after me, knowledge. One more time, say after me, knowledge. Please give us Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11. Jesus is teaching here and He's guiding the disciples, mentoring them on the matters of the kingdom. And then He makes a very interesting statement. And here's what He says. He answered and said unto them, because there is a reason, there is an advantage I have proposed to you. And this is why that will work in your life. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Meaning, I expect an advantage in your life by reason of your access to this information. Are we together now? If I do not know how to operate this AC, I will stand around, and because of my lack of knowledge, I will not be able to release the potential that is resident here. Someone who was part of those who fixed this has access to that insider information. So I expect an advantage when he comes. If his result is the same as mine, then it's proof that he doesn't have any advantage over me. There must be an advantage that the life of a believer communicates over principalities and powers, over our sociological sphere, that compels people to know you have received an information that cannot be gotten in school. You have received an information that cannot be gotten just in CNN and BBC. This one has to be the finger of God. Say amen. It has been given to me. It has been given to you. That means when God wants to multiply your grace, what He does is that the spirit of revelation comes upon you and opens you up to a higher vista of light.